For me, it's a very important project that is really awakening a lot of passion and interest, and we need more support, especially from the governments. Because the Silk Road, as you know, was not only about silk, was a road that allowed from east to west, like a first globalization of everything, of goods, of course, silk, rice, coffee, but as well powder, paper, porcelain. And through these goods, what was the Silk Road? Was an extraordinary way of cultural exchanges, cultural beliefs, cultural concepts and values. I really think that the Silk Road really mapped the world during three millenniums.
You're here today, and this is the third meeting of the online platform. How far along do you feel you've progressed?
Firstly, there is a group of very, very good people that are very, very seriously interested in working in this program. And even if they're working actually without enough support from the government. But they're working because it's so big and it's touching so many different activities and common heritage and common guidelines. And you know something else, the Silk Road is something that is making people dreaming. Silk Road seems to be an extraordinary arabesque, you know, like a sort of parable of what happened in human history. But now it's corresponding to a necessity for our world, because we need really to redefine our mutual dialogue, and we need to have common basis. And the Silk Road is offering that perspective.
You must be meeting a lot of challenges with the way the world is today. There's a lot of divisions because of the conflicts, because of the mass waves of refugees and migrants. How difficult is it for you to put this project together?
For instance, we have now political borders, national borders, that were not existing because those people were very pragmatic. At the same time, they were dealing and buying and selling, but they were free, you know. There were no crossing borders. So the problem of migrations was part of the Silk Road, you know. I saw, for instance, where the caravans were starting, okay? So when a guy was starting with what he was wanting to sell from Xi'an, he was taking sometimes 10 years to cross mountains, lakes, seas, oceans, deserts, whatever, meaning that the Silk Road is a possibility for us to rethink the human history in terms of migrations, in terms of how some borders are completely artificial. Political borders, but we need to deal with them because they are part of the world today. So the Silk Road is a possibility of defining common guidelines, common visions, and to understand that what's more important is what is below that. More important than the border is to see, for instance, I was discussing with a guy from Iran who told me today about the history of Baku. Baku has been Persian some centuries ago. Of course, from Iran to Azerbaijan, they are sharing a common foundations that they need to redefine. And if we have now a conflict between East and West, Muslim and I don't know what's happening today, the Silk Road is a possibility to say, okay, let's sit and let's try to see what was, what is, and what we can build now. Okay, so it's a possibility to have a perspective on human history and not to be completely caught and by the current difficulties, to have a vision, to say, okay, what can we go from here? What can we do from here? What are the possibilities?